And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here at the Minden Holiday Tournament, the singing of our national anthem for this girls' consolation game. The Lady Patriots of Adams Central taking on the Lady Cats of Axtell. Adams Central and Axtell, the girls' consolation game of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central girls coming in with 2 wins and 5 losses on the season, and the Lady Patriots dropped one to Bennington yesterday by the score of 40-29 in the first round yesterday. The Lady Patriots getting off to a slow start in that basketball game, fell behind 10-1, led only in the second quarter by a couple of points, and fell behind at halftime and ended up losing it by 11, 40-29. The Patriots with only 10 field goals in that game yesterday, and need to shoot the ball better today to have a chance to beat the Lady Cats of Axtell. The Axtell Lady Cats come in with 4 wins and 3 losses on the season, but they've dropped their last three. They lost their game in the first round of this tournament to the Minden Whippets by the score of 80-29 in the tournament. So the Axtell Lady Cats are 4-3 on the season. They won their first four, and they dropped their last three here on the season. So they are 4-3, Adams Central, at 2-5 on the year. We're about ready to tip this thing off. Janessa Boland, Emily Boniface, Leslie Pfeiffer, Bailey Faulk, Parr, and Brianna Shook are going to start for the Patriots tonight. Haley Kring will start for Axtell. Also starting will be Shayla Nelson. Mariah Popper will also start for the Lady Cats. Sierra Robinson gets a start. And the senior, the 5'10 junior, Sarah Feck, will start. So it's Popper, Robinson, Feck, Kring, and Nelson for Axtell. Bolin, Boniface, Pfeiffer, Shook, and Bailey Parr for Adams Central. Adams Central and Axtell. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS. It's the consolation game of the girls' part of the tournament. The boys' consolation to follow between Bennington and Axtell. The girls' championship about 4:30 today with Minden taking on Bennington. And then the championship of the boys' part of the tournament will be Adams Central coming up later against Minden. We'll have that Adams Central game right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Later today, pregame about 6 o'clock there. Adams Central, the visiting basketball team in this game today, and they'll be going from left to right. Leslie Pfeiffer to jump center, and the tip is controlled by Axtell. They will run the ball tipped away, though, and stolen by the Patriots. So Janessa Boland gets a steal on the deflection there by Bailey Parr. Adams Central with the basketball, and they will be in the offensive zone. They work against a man-to-man defense for the Lady Cats of Axtell. Pfeiffer with the top of the key to Boniface. Jamie with it. Gives it up to Janessa Boland. Janessa will drive, shoot, and score. Janessa Boland with the first field goal of the game, and Adams Central goes up by the score of 2-0 in this game. A little pressure in the backcourt by Adams Central. Pfeiffer will get the steal. The Patriots now having to save it as Pfeiffer. They give it up to Feck. She will shoot and miss the shot. In close, picked up a shot up and scoring. On the play will be Haley Kring. The tie to 2. So Adams Central had the steal, but had to try to save the ball on the far side and saved it in to the Wildcats, and they scored to tie it at 2. Adams Central front court. Parr now to Shook. To the end of the lane, losing control of the ball is Brianna. It goes out of bounds. It's off a Lady Cat. It'll stay with Adams Central underneath their own basket. And Emily Boniface to inbound for the Patriots. Does 2. Shot up and going to be good this time by Bailey Parr. And the inbounds play. Bailey Parr takes the pass and scores. And Adams Central goes up 4-2 in the contest. Pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Patriots. I think they can work against this outfit from Axtell in the backcourt here, but Cats get it across the timeline into the scoring zone. With it is Mariah Popple. Popple for Axtell gives it up to Shayla Nelson. She will drive, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Leslie Pfeiffer of Adams Central. Pfeiffer gives it up to Janessa Boland. She gets it into the scoring zone. Cross-court pass to Emily Boniface. She drives, shot up, no good. Rebounded out of there by Mariah Popple for Axtell. Popple for the Lady Cats. Across the timeline into the front court now. To Haley Kring. Adams Central in a man-to-man to start this game, leading 4-2, 6:16 to go, first quarter. Popple with it. Now to Sierra Robinson. Robinson to Kring. In the baseline to Shayla Nelson, and she is tripped, goes to the deck, and she's fouled on the play, a blocking foul on Emily Boniface of Adams Central. First foul of the ball game. Adams Central leading 4-2, 6:09 to go in this first quarter. Inbounding will be Nelson, Shayla Nelson for Axtell. Axtell and Adams Central, 4-2 Patriots early in this one. Haley Kring goes to the deck and loses control. Picked up by Boniface, the steal for the Patriots. Boniface will drive, shot put up off the glass and rim, no good. Bounces out, a shot put up on this time, and it's good by Cheyenne Gox, who's checked into the game. 6-2 Patriots. Shooker went out, and Gotch came in, and Cheyenne gets a bucket. It's 6-2 Patriots. Front court, Axtell. Feck with the basketball. Pass stolen up by Janessa Boland. Boland will drive with the basketball, shoot, and score. 4 for Boland. It's now 8-2 Adams Central. Timeout called by Terry Rosheim of Axtell. So we'll take one with 5:37 to go in the first quarter. Adams Central out to a quick start. Lady Patriots 8, the Lady Cats of Axtell 2, back in 30 seconds.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free, and it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. 8-2, Adams Central out to a quick start. 4 for Janessa Boland, 2 each for Cheyenne Gotch and Bailey Parr. Axtell basketball, the Lady Cats will come the length of the floor, and Adams Central with a little backcourt pressure as they have through the first couple of minutes of this game. Axtell with the basketball, front court. Shayla Nelson, and now to Haley Kring. Kring for the Lady Cats, guarded by Boland. Left side pass to Mariah Popple. Popple goes to the baseline, cut off there, bounce pass going to be picked off. Another turnover for Axtell. Boland with the steal. She will drive again. Shoot, miss this time. They battle for it in the lane. Kring comes out of there with it in front of the defense. Feck. She's going to go in all alone for Axtell. Put it up and score. They're effect with the field goal, 8-4. Adams Central's lead cut to 4. Front court is Boniface, Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch will take a 15-footer. It'll be off the backboard. No good. Shayla Nelson with the rebound for Axtell. Nelson, the 5'5 senior, on the floor. Right side pass to Haley Kring, the junior. Inside to Feck, the 5'10 junior, works on the baseline. Bounce pass out to Sierra Robinson. Out to Nelson. She'll drive the lane, shoot, and score. Shayla Nelson with the drive and score. 8-6. Patriots lead cut to 2. Front court pass now to Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. She's bumped on the play then. She's fouled on the play now. By Haley Kring. First foul of the game on the Lady Cats of Axtell. Each team with one foul. Patriots get their first substitutions of the first quarter. Sydney Niemeyer going in their second and third substitution. Sydney Niemeyer checks in, and Jessica Lindblad. Lindblad the junior. Niemeyer, a junior. Lindblad 6 foot. Niemeyer at 5'8". And Niemeyer to inbound on the far sideline. Does to Janessa Boland. Boland for the Patriots in the corner to Gotts for three in the air, in the hole. Cheyenne Gotts buries a three. She has 5, and it's 11-6 in favor of Adams Central. The front court losing the ball out of bounds is Popple, but knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. Brianna Shook comes back in for Janessa Boland. So it's Shook, Gotch, Kaylee Rader in for the first time, the 5'6 sophomore for Adams Central, Lindblad and Niemeyer. So one starter and 4 off the bench for the Patriots in there now. Axtell basketball. With it is Kring, 17-footer from the wing. Off, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Rader. Patriots want to run. They do from left to right. Cheyenne Gotch into the front court. Bounce pass in the lane. Goes to Niemeyer. Shoots and scores. Sydney Niemeyer with the field goal. Adams Central's lead back up to 7, 13-6. 13-6 Patriots. Front court, Axtell with the basketball. Haley Kring with it on the right side to Mariah Popple. Her shot for three is going to bounce out of there. No good. Battle for it in the lane, and Niemeyer grabs it for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Shook. Brianna with the basketball into the scoring zone. Front court now, Cheyenne Gotch with the cross court to Rader. Kaylee with it for Adams Central. To Gotch to Shook. Brianna with the basketball. Drives to the right side of the lane. Shot put up, no good, but she's fouled on the play. So Brianna Shook fouled on the play. And will go to the free throw line. Shoot for Adams Central. Foul called on Kaylee Becker, who's checked into the game. Free throw by Shook is up and good. Brianna's first point of the game. Makes it 14-6, Patriots. the biggest lead now of 8 points. Shook with her first. The second one by Brianna with the left hand is going to be no good. Knocked around in the lane, trying to save it. Axtell, they can't do it. It was off a cat out of bounds, and trying to save it was Mariah Popple. She couldn't. It'll be Adams Central basketball. Checking in for Lady Cats is Gabby Noble. Adams Central has Raider with the basketball. Raider will take the shot. 15-footer going to be no good. Rebounded on the far court by the Patriots' Sydney Vernosik, who's checked in for the first time. Vernosik, our player of the game yesterday, in there for the first time for Adams Central with a 14-8 lead. Just under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Raider puts up the shot. It's going to be good for three. Kaylee Raider hits for three. Her first field goal, and Adams Central's up the lead to 11. 17-6 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Cats with the basketball. Popple has the top of the key. Left wing to Shayla Nelson. Nelson, double team there. Gives up the basketball. Cross-court pass goes to Noble. Noble inside the lane. Shot put up going to be no good on the play by Sierra Robinson. A battle for it on the baseline. It's off a Patriot and out of bounds. And Axtell will inbound. Shayla Nelson out there to control it. For Axtell down here, 17-6. Nelson to inbound does long to Popple. Mariah on the right wing. Top of the key now to Gabby Noble, the 5'5 junior. Patriots in the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to Popple. Mariah with it. To Becker. Shot put up. It's going to be good this time by Shayla Nelson. Shayla Nelson has her second field goal. It's 17-8, Adams Central. 2:05 to go. There's a steal going all the way and scoring is Popple. The steal and score. Mariah Popple makes it 17-10. So four quick ones by Axtell. Vernosik in the backcourt for the Patriots. Sydney with it, lost control of the dribble. Bounce pass front court, timeout Tim Marker. As the 10-second call was getting close, so the Patriots save the turnover and get the timeout. We'll take one with 1:51 to go first quarter. Adams Central 17, Axtell 10, back in 30 seconds.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Back at Linden School, C.J. Jones Middle School. Gymnasium here, home of the Minden Whippets. Consolation game of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. 1:51 to go, first quarter. Adams Central with the ball and the lead. 17-10, Janessa Bowen, Leslie Pfeiffer back in. Emily Boniface, Bailey Parr, and Kaylee Raider on the floor for Adams Central. Parr with the basketball. 7-point lead, but a 4-point run here for the Lady Cats. Finola bounce pass. For Bolin, a bounce pass to Raider, and she's whacked on the play. Now going to be called on Axtell. Called on Shayla Nelson. That's her first. Team foul number three. Inbounding are the Patriots. Pfeiffer to inbound. Doves to Boniface. Boniface to Bolin. Janessa Bolin gets the ball stolen, picked off, and stolen back by the Patriots. Emily Boniface. Front court now to Raider. Kaylee Raider for Adams Central to Boniface. Emily with a bounce pass to Raider, back to Boniface. It's this zone defensive action. To Pfeiffer at the free throw line. Back out to Bolin. Fakes. Now takes a 17-footer. Rolls off. No good. Weak side rebound by Raider to Boniface. 17-footer is going to be no good. Long rebound to Pfeiffer for Adam Seppel. Third drive of the Patriots. Parr to Bolin. She shoots and scores. Nice feed there by Bailey Parr to Janessa Bolin. She has six. 19-10. So the assist there to Parr. 9-point Patriot lead under a minute to play first quarter. On court is Gabby Noble. Noble loses it out of bounds, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Patriots' Kaylee Raider. Gabby Noble, the 5'5 junior, inbound for the home team on the scoreboard. Axtell in their home white uniforms with the purple numerals and trim. Noble with the basketball. As it for the Lady Cats. Pass to Haley Kring, who's back in there. Sarah Fecht also back out on the floor. To Noble. To Nelson. Shayla with it, and she's fouled on the play by Janessa Bowen. It's going to be her first, the team's second. 36 seconds to play, first quarter, 19-10 in favor of Adams Central. The Patriots have 29 points yesterday, have 19 in this first quarter. There's a drive, a shot going to be no good by Haley Kring on the baseline. Bailey Parr with the save to Janessa Bowen. Olin in the backcourt for Adams Central. So Dupple with the left-hand front court pass now to Kaylee Rader. Rader to Parr behind her, an errant pass there with the ball tipped to Boniface. 18-footer by Emily Boniface is good. First steal goal by Boniface. Patriots shooting the ball much better. There's a steal by Boland in the backcourt. And she's fouled on the shot attempt. So Adams Center with 21 points this first quarter. They scored only 29 in the game yesterday. Boland goes to the line to shoot two. That foul called on Gabby Noble, her first. And a free throws attempt by Janessa Boland makes the first. Janessa has seven. It's 22-10 in favor of Adams Central. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Boland's second free throw is going to be long. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Parr on the baseline. Bailey lost it out of bounds, but it's off an Axtell Lady cap. Cheyenne Goss checks back in for Boland for Adams Central. 11.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Adams Central leading 22-10. Patriots have inbounded the basketball. It's Boniface deep in the left corner. Shot will roll off. No good. Paddle part on the baseline. Five for Adams with 3 seconds to go. Patriots will have to hurry to get a shot off. Boniface shoots at the buzzer. He'll be off there. No good. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Adams Central 22. And Axtell 10 will take a one-minute timeout here.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
And they have the basketball. Patriots do. Left wing, it's Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch will take a 15-footer. It's going to bounce out of there. No good. The rebound, Shayla Nelson. She's fouled by Jessica Lindblad. Lindblad picks up her first. Patriots have Jessica Lindblad, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface, Vanessa Boland, and Cheyenne Gotch on the floor. Sarah Fecht out there for the Lady Cats, along with Sierra Robinson, Shayla Nelson, Haley Kring, and Mariah Popple. So the five starters out there for Axtell. They have the ball. They're down 22-10. We're starting period number two here with the Patriots in the lead. The Patriots have controlled the game all the way through. They've not been behind in the contest. There's a 15-footer put up and good. This time, Mariah Popple with a nice shot. She has her fourth point, and it's 22-12. Adams Central with the lead just underway in period number two. 1 minute gone. Adams Central with the ball. Boland to Boniface. Now to Gotch on the left wing. Gotch now to Lindblad. To Boniface. Now to Janessa Boland. Janessa will drive. Cut off there. Top of the key to Boniface. Left alone for three in the air. Going to be off the back iron and no good. Rebounded out of there by Sierra Robinson. Robinson for Axtell. Down by 10 early in period number two. Front court pass to Mariah Popple. Popple for Axtell. Gives it up to Shayla Nelson. Back to Popple. Back to Nelson. Shayla gives it back to Mariah Popple. Right side to Haley Kring. Kring inside. Nice pass there. Shot put up and good. Nice pass inside. Robinson with the field goal. So the interior defense not there that time for the Patriots. And nice bucket by Sierra Robinson, 22-14. Another four-point run for Axtell. Boland for three. Going to be bouncing out of there. No good. Sarah Fecht with the rebound. Fecht for Axtell. Into the offensive zone. Front court pass. Shot put up this time by Nelson is good for two. Kayla Nelson with the field goal. She has six. Six straight to start this quarter for Axtell. The lead cut to six from 12 to six early in period number two. 22 to 16, Patriots. Bolton with it to Boniface. Front court for the Patriots. Boniface's pass is kicked by Mariah Popple. Patriots to inbound, far sideline. Adam Central with the basketball, checking in. Brianna Shook. Shook forgot, so Shook's on the floor with Niemeyer, Bolin, Lindblad, and Boniface for Adam Central with a six-point lead. 5:45 to go, period number two. Men and Holiday Basketball Tournament. Girls, semifinal. There's a pass picked off. Aaron pass, Patriots. Shayla Nelson with the steal. Gets into the front court. Passes to Popple. Shot put up off the glass and good. Mariah Popple with four this quarter, six in the game. Eight straight for the Lady Cats to start period number two. Adam Central's lead has shrunk to four. Front court is Niemeyer. Niemeyer in the corner. Double team there. Dribbles through it. Into the side delay. Now to Bolin. Now to Lindblad. Corner to Boniface for three, and they're going to be strong. No good. Rebound by Beck. Patriots miss another three. They've given up the first eight of this quarter. It's a four-point ball game, 22-18. Front court now, Haley Kring. Kring to Nelson. Shayla with it on left side to Popple. Takes the three in the air. In, off the backboard. No good. An air ball there. Put off the backboard. Comes out long to Boniface. Bounce pass underneath the Bolin. Shot put up. No good. But Janessa fouled on the play by Mariah Popple, and Bolin to the line to shoot two. Bolin had seven in the first quarter to lead the way for Adam Central. As the Patriots led 22-10 after the first quarter. Adam Central, 22 points in the first quarter. Bolin's free throw up and good. She has eight. So that breaks the eight-point Axtell run to start period number two. Bolin with the free throw into the game. Kaylee Becker, 5'8 sophomore, in for Sarah Feck for Axtell. Bolin to shoot her second. This one's in and out and no good. On the baseline of Battleford. Bang of the bodies there, and it comes out to the Wildcats. And Mariah Popple into the scoring zone to our left here at Minden School. Shot put up by Becker. It's going to be out of there. No good. The rebound by Niemeyer. Can't control. Goes out of bounds. Off Sydney, it'll be Axtell basketball. 23-18. Patriots leading by five. Axtell with the basketball. Inbounded to Popple. Mariah right side to Haley Kring. Patriots pass deflected, stolen by Bolin. Bolin with the deflection and the steal to Shook. Brianna front court for the Patriots. Bounce pass on the baseline to Cheyenne Gotch. Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer with it in the lane. Bounce pass back out to Kaylee Rader. Rader for the Patriots in the ballgame. Her pass is going to be picked off by Haley Kring. Kring into the front court, drives to the baseline. Bounce pass underneath all alone and scoring is Gabby Noble. Noble with the field goal. And timeout, Adam Central. The lead cut to three. Patriots 23. Axtell 20. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata wishes everyone a happy and safe new year. And thanks for your continuing support. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 751-2567. That's 751-2567. Happy holidays from Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Welcome back to Minden, 23-20. Adam Central with the comfortable 12-point lead after the first quarter. In the first half of the second quarter, it's been all Lady Cats. They cut the lead down to three at 23-20. Again, Axtell won their first four games of the season, have dropped their last three. Adam Central dropped their first four, 1-2 right before Christmas, and lost to Bennington 40-29 in the first round here yesterday. So Adam Central's 2-5. Axtell is now 4-3. Adam Central with the ball in the lead. They send out Bailey Parr, Brianna Shook, Kaylee Rader, Janessa Bolin will control the basketball, and Leslie Pfeiffer on the floor for the Patriots. 23-20, halfway through the second quarter. Bolin with it for the Patriots. To Kaylee Rader, zone defense for the Axtell. Forced pass inside, tipped by the Cats, and there's a jump ball call. Ball from the possession, it goes to Axtell, so another turnover on the Patriots. They'll quickly check in Sydney Bernasic and Emily Boniface. The Raider comes out, and Bolin will get a rest for Adams Central, 23-20 with 3:52 to go.
Adams Central squandered a 12-point lead. It's down to three. There's an inbound pass. It's going to be wide of the intended receiver there, Gabby Noble of Axtell. So Adams Central will inbound on that Aaron inbound pass. A turnover by Axtell. Basketball to the Lady Patriots, and Boniface to inbound for the Patriots, the visitors on the scoreboard today in their traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and blue and white trim. 23-20 Patriots. Clock running with 3:40 to go in the first half. There's a pass wide of the mark by the Patriots. They turn it right back over to Axtell. So the teams trade turnovers. Axtell basketball. They can tie with a three-pointer this trip down the floor. Bound it to Popple. Popple into the scoring zone. Bounce pass goes to Sierra Robinson. Drives and scores. Patriots. But Robinson free again, and she scores. Cuts it to one. 23-22. Boniface bounce pass inside to Parr. She will drive and score. Bailey Parr with the field goal. She has four. Works the baseline nicely there. 25-22. Front court, it's Noble. Noble's pass is going to be behind Shayla Nelson and out of bounds. Turnover. Axtell basketball to Adams Central. Haley Kring back in for Axtell. And Sarah Fecht also back in. Kring and Fecht starters in this game. Back out on the floor. Patriot basketball. Bernasic back in there for the Patriots. Two Pfeiffer deep in the right corner. Leslie with it. Tips it back out to Boniface. Can't save it. Another turnover, Patriots. Don't have the running total for you, but each team has turned it over quite a few times in this first half. Adam Central's lead is 3-25-22. 3 minutes to go first half. Mariah Popple across the timeline. Front court pass to Shayla Nelson. Nelson cut off at the baseline. Gives the ball back out to Popple. Mariah with it underneath. Shot put up. Nice pass. Check rebounds and shot missed, but she's fouled on the play. So a couple of nice passes inside there by Axtell and Sarah Fecht to the line to shoot two. Bailey Parr picks up her first. Fourth team foul on Adams Central. This will be a two-shot situation for Sarah Fecht. First one stays down and good. She has three, 25-23. Adams Central leads by only two. Sarah's second free throw's up and nothing but net there. He has four, and it's 25-24. Patriot lead cut to one. It was 12 starting the quarter. The bounce pass to Bernasic. Her shot up and good for two. Sydney Bernasic with the field goal. 27-24, and while Lady Cats turn it over in the backcourt, Adamson will get the ball. Turnover on the Cats. Can't control it on the inbounds play, and it's 27-24. Adamson with the turnover and the ball. There's traveling on Bernasic. Turnover Patriots. We'll have the championship game of the boys division, Adams Central and Minden, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:15 tip-off tonight, right back here, the middle school gymnasium at Minden. So it'll be the Whippets and Adams Central in that boys championship here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio Hastings. Three ball in the air and good by Mariah Popple. She has seven this quarter, and we are tied at 27-27, so that 12-point first quarter lead has evaporated for the Patriots. It's now 27-27 with 2:03 to go. Bowling, the 17-footer, will be off the backboard, no good. Niemeyer rebound, puts it up, no good. Parr battles far to the lane. Bailey comes up with it, shoots, misses, but she's fouled on the play. Now going to be called on, looks like Sierra Robinson it is, and Bailey Parr working the boards well there. We'll go to the line and shoot two. Adam Center with only 5 points this quarter. Axtell has poured in 17 and tied the game at 27. Bailey Parr's free throw is going to be bouncing around, and it falls down. That's five for Parr. 28-27, Cheyenne Gotch in. Emily Boniface out for Adam Central. Debbie Noble in, and Sierra Robinson out for Axtell. Second free throw by Parr is in the air, and it's off the side of the rim and backboard. No good. 28-27, Adams Central rebound to the cap. Front court, it's Mariah Popple. On the wing to Shayla Nelson. Nelson with the basketball to Popple. Mariah with the top of the key, guarded by Bolin. Gives the basketball up to Gabby Noble. Now to Shayla Nelson. Shayla for Axtell. Tipped away, and a foul going to be called on Sydney Niemeyer. That's her first. Team fifth. The non-shooting situation. Adams Central will stay on defense. Inbounding will be Shayla Nelson. Inbounds to Haley Kring. Kring, the 5'8 junior for Axtell, got poked in the eye there So she requests and gets an official's timeout. Like a contact might have been dislodged a little bit, but moved around anyway. Haley will take that contact out, put it in right there on the floor, so we're ready to go. So Haley has that contact back in. It'll be Axtell inbounding the ball, trailing by one. 1:32 to go in the first half. From court, it's Popple, Mariah Popple for Axtell. Now to Haley Kring. Now to Popple. Mariah with it. Now pass inside to Feck. Turn, shoots from seven, and scores. The lead to Axtell. 29-28. Feck with the turnaround jumper and sixth in the game for Sarah. And the first lead of the game for Axtell. It came at the 1:16 mark of this first quarter. Adam Sutter with the ball pass inside. Goes right to a Wildcat. Turnover for the Patriots. Front court driving the lane is Kring. Lost control. Stolen by Janessa Boland. Boland for the Patriots with under a minute to play in the first half. 29-28. Lady Cats with the lead. Their first lead of the game. It's late in this first half. Kornosik for Adam Central. Front court. Now to Boland. Boland, 15-footer, going to be short. No good. Grabbed by Niemeyer. Tries to grab it, does Sydney, but it's taken away by Kring. Kring with the rebound. Lost control of it. Picked up by Gotch. Cheyenne with it. 17-footers off there, no good. Niemeyer rebound, shoots and scores. Sydney Niemeyer uncontested with the rebound. 30-29 Patriots. So Niemeyer with a putback for two. She has four. Adam Central by one with 20 seconds to go before halftime. Front court Nelson to Feck, works the baseline, loops a pass back out to Popple with 13 seconds to go to Shayla Nelson. Axtell may be content for the final shot here of the half to get the lead, but though it's inside to Feck, works, bounce pass. Back out now to Kring. 13-footer sure. Haley Kring with the field goal. She has four. 1 second to go. The Patriots will get a shot that comes up way short. And that's the end of the first half. It's a score. Axtell 31. Adams Central 30. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to Minden. We're at halftime of the girls' consolation game here. And Axtell has grabbed the lead from the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 31-30. Adams Central led 22-10 after the first quarter of play, but a very big second quarter for Axtell. They worked the ball well inside. They outscored the Patriots 21-8 in the second quarter and take the lead here at halftime by the score of 31-30. Adams Central had the lead till very late in the first half of play. Adams Central jumping out to a quick lead of 13-6 in the first half and led 22-10 after the first quarter. Janessa Boland had seven in the first quarter for Adams Central. They led by 12 after one quarter. But Axtell came back and worked it, as we said, inside. Sarah Feck, the 5'10" junior, had four points in the second quarter, six in the first half, and nine first-half points for Mariah Popple. She had seven into the first half. Again, Axtell, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and had a couple, 1-3 and 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 2 free throws. 21 points in that second quarter, outscoring the Patriots 21-8. And Axtell grabbed its first lead at 29-28 with 1:16 to go in the first half. Adams Central got the lead at 30-29, but Axtell got the final field goal of the first half. Haley Kring, with her fourth point, made it 31-30. Axtell here at halftime. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down the scoring for you after this 90-second timeout.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Back at Minden, C.J. Jones Gymnasium, home of the Whippets, Adams Central. Trailing Axtell in this girls' consolation game. The Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. It's 31-30 in favor of Axtell. High school basketball coming your way later today right here on ESPN 1550 KICS as we will have the championship game of the boys' part of the Minden Holiday Tournament with the Minden Whippets, the host team hosting Adams Central tonight. So the Patriots and the Whippets pregame at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 6:15 this evening right here in Minden for the boys' championship. On our sister station, 1230 KJS Radio, about ready to have a doubleheader for you with the St. Cecilia girls and boys playing at the Aurora New Year's Tournament. St. Cecilia girls and boys both playing Norfolk Catholic in the first round today. The girls' game will be at 2, the boys' game at 4, and the pregame at 1:45 on 1230 KJS Radio in just a couple of minutes. Mike Will in Aurora for the St. Cecilia games today, and we'll see how they do today, and that will determine our broadcast plans from over in Aurora tomorrow. So the St. Cecilia ball clubs facing Norfolk Catholic today will have their games on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska football game, of course, tomorrow night on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Pregame at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff are a little after 9 in San Diego. The Huskers and the Washington Huskies in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. In the scoring in the first half of play for Adams Central, led by Janessa Boland, she had 8 points, had 7 of those in the first quarter. 5 points for Cheyenne Gotch, all 5 in the first quarter. 5 for Bailey Parr on 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the line for Bailey. 2 field goals in the first half for Sydney Niemeyer, she has 4. 3 points for Kaylee Rader on the three-point field goal, 2 for Emily Boniface, 2 for Sydney Bernasic, and 1 for Brianna Shook for Adams Central. Leslie Pfeiffer, the starter, did not score. Jessica Lindbath played but did not score for the Patriots. So 8 for Boland to lead the way, 5 apiece for Gotch and Bailey Parr for Adams Central. The Axtell Lady Cats, led by Mariah Popple, she had 9 points in the first half, had 7 in the second quarter, 6 for Sarah Feck, 6 points also for Shayla Nelson, 4 each for Sierra Robinson and Haley Kring, Gabby Noble with 2 points for Axtell. As they have totaled 31, led by 9, Mariah Popple, 6 apiece for Sarah Feck and Shayla Nelson in the contest. The Lady Cats, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, Adam Settle, 3 out of 6. The Patriots hitting their shots in the first quarter. The Patriots turning the ball over too many times in the second quarter, and the interior defense just not there in the second quarter for the Patriots as Axtell rings up 21 points. They shot the ball much better in the second quarter than they did in the first, and Axtell has grabbed the lead here at halftime by the score of 31-30. We'll take our final timeout of the first half. When we return, we'll have period number three of this girls' consolation game after this 90-second timeout.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
Second half about ready to get underway with Axtell leading Adams Central by the score of 31-30. Adams Central again had a 12-point lead starting the second quarter. They got outscored 21-8 by the Lady Cats. Axtell with a 1-point lead begin period number three. Adams Central going to send out the same five that started the ball game: Janessa Boland, Emily Boniface, Leslie Pfeiffer, Bailey Parr, and Brianna Shook. Coming out for the Lady Cats will be Sierra Robinson, Mariah Popple, Haley Kring, Sarah Fecht, and Shaylin Elson. So the 10 that started the game, start period number three. Adams Central basketball, they inbound far sideline at center court. Down by one, third quarter underway, Janessa Poland for the Patriots. Gives up her dribble but passes the ball now to Emily Boniface. Boniface back to Boland. Boland bounce pass inside to Parr. She will drive, shoot, and score. Bailey Parr works inside, gets her 7 points. Adams Central gets the lead back, 32-31. And a turnover by Axtell to start the second half. And Adams Central with the basketball, Boland with it. Now to Boniface. Bounce pass into the lane, dangerous pass, and it's picked off by Mariah Popple. Popple's pass goes to Kring. Kring knocked away from behind by Boniface, and she can't save it. It'll be Axtell basketball. 32-31, Adams Central with the lead. Early stages of period number three. Shayla Nelson inbound for Axtell. Does defect. Back to Nelson. For two from the corner. Going to be off there. No good. Long rebound will be run down by Robinson. Her pass to the top of the key to Popple. Mariah grabs it. Now to Kring. Haley with it. Pass inside. Is going to be grabbed by Feck. Her shot up. No good. Sarah Feck fouled on the play. Sarah, 5'10" junior. Force inside there for Axtell. Bailey Parr picks up her second. Sarah Feck to shoot two. Again, the Patriots don't go taller than 5'8 in that starting lineup. Feck a couple inches there. Misses her first free throw. She's made two. She has 6 points. Now seven makes the second. One out of two, and we're tied at 32. 32-32, knotted up. Third quarter. Adams Central basketball, front court Boniface. Again, the defense is a zone by the Lady Cats. Pfeiffer with it. Pass back out. It's going to be tipped, but grabbed by Bailey Parr. Parr to Boland for three. Long, no good. Grabbed by Pfeiffer. She will shoot and miss, but she's fouled on the play. So Leslie Pfeiffer with the offensive rebound and shot, and she's fouled. Annie Kring picks up her second. Leslie Pfeiffer to shoot two for Adams Central. 32-32 tie, 6:52 to go, period number three. Pfeiffer's free throw is good. First point of the game for Leslie, 33-32, Adams Central by one. Second toss by Pfeiffer's up. It's going to be off there, no good. knocked around and picked up by Haley Kring for Axtell into the scoring zone. 1 point, Adams Central lead. Kring to Popple. Mariah with it. Bounce pass right side to Fetch. She will drive the baseline. Shot put up, no good. They crash the board. A couple of players hit the deck. Three go down, and a foul going to be called on Axtell. A rebounding foul there on the Lady Cats. Haley Kring, that's her third. Two quick ones on Kring. Non-shooting situation, so Haley a little too aggressive trying to rebound that missed shot and commits the foul. Adams Central gets into the offensive zone, shook with it to Pfeiffer, left corner. Leslie Pfeiffer for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Boniface. Bounce pass is going to be almost picked off, but run down by Janessa Boland for Adams Central. 13-footer by Boland's good. 10 for Janessa Boland. 35-32, Patriots lead at 3. Popple across the timeline. Front court pass now to Shayla Nelson. Shayla bounce pass inside to Feck. Turns from 7. Shot going to be off. No good. The long rebound comes to Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with the basketball. Gives it up to Boland. Janessa crosses the timeline into the scoring zone to our left here. Loops a pass underneath to Shook. Turns left-handed shot. Brianna's going to be no good. Rebounded by Popple. Mariah with the rebound. Dribbles it in the backcourt. Counted there by Boniface, and a foul going to be called on Emily Boniface. A little bit too much of the defense there by Emily Boniface. Picks up the foul. Second team foul. Second on Boniface. 35-32 Adams Central. Non-shooting situation. Inbounded to Kring in the backcourt. The 5'8 junior, Haley Kring for Axtell into the scoring zone to the timeline. To the free throw line. Gives it up to Feck. Seven-footer is going to be off there. No good. Battle for to the baseline. Trying to save it is Adams Central. They do right underneath the basket to Sarah Feck. The save there by the Patriots, but a cardinal rule. They saved it right underneath the basket. Feck grabbed it and scored, 35-34. Don't save it underneath the basket. Easy basket there by Feck. Inside to Parr, five-footer up and good. Assist Pfeiffer, basket Parr, 37-34. Patriots by 3, that's 9 for Bailey Parr. Feck will drive into the lane, a runner from 7, no good, rebounded by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now to Shook. Brianna gives it up in the backcourt to Boland. 3-point Patriot lead, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Emily Boniface for Adams Central to Janessa Boland. Janessa loops the pass to Shook. Shook right side pass to Pfeiffer. Couple, one dribble, back out to Shook. Eyes the three, takes the three, good. Brianna Shook has 4, 40-34. Patriots are up the lead now to 6 at a timeout on the floor, so we'll take one. 4:38 to go. Adams Central 40, Axtell 34, back in 30 seconds.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
It's the after Christmas clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Get special savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances, plus package rebates on the Whirlpool family of appliances. And no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Whirlpool purchases $4.99 and up with low monthly payments. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays from Whirlpool and Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Welcome back to Minden. Here to C.J. Jones, Minden Middle School. Adams Central with the lead, 40-34. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Jessica Lindblad, Sydney Niemeyer checked in for the Patriots. Axtell making a concerted effort trying to get the ball inside to the big people. Sarah Feck, the 5'10 junior. She's out of the game now, and in the game, though, is Gabby Noble on the floor for the Cats, and also Kaylee Becker, a 5'8 sophomore. Patriots start out in a zone here to this possession on the defense. There's a ball tipped. Emily Boniface tries to save it. Does. It's tipped around. Grabbed by Axtell. Pass underneath. It's going to be over. Thrown to Kring. She tries to run it down on the near sideline. Can't do it. That pass a little too high for Haley. And she was open, but the pass too high, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover. Axtell basketball, Adams Central. Axtell had their way with the Patriots in their second quarter, but Axtell is falling behind here. There's a three-pointer by Gotch. No good. The rebound by Lindblad offensively. To Boniface now for 3. Going to roll out. No good. Rebound by Gotch. Shot up, no good. Grabs it again. Shoots. Misses again. Gets her own rebound. Shoots again. Shot rolls off, no good. The rebound this time comes down to Kaylee Becker. So the Patriots have 3 or 4 chances there, but can't convert. There's a long pass in the front court. Going to be too strong again. And the Cats wanting to run there, throw it out of bounds. Terry Roshine, the coach of Axtell. Of course, Tim Marker for Adams Central. Hope to hear from Coach Marker after the game and the coach's post-game show. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, our sponsor there. Player of the Game program also. Hastings Fishing Clinic, sponsor there. There's a pass to Niemeyer. Shot up and good, but she's fouled before the play. Niemeyer takes a nine from Lindblad, but she's fouled before she can get that shot off. A non-shooting situation. Kaylee Becker picks up her second foul. In Downing will be Boniface. Emily Boniface for Adam Central. Has to go long out to Gotch now to Boland's air ball from the corner on the three-ball attempt. Long front court pass. Into the front court with the basketball is Nelson, stolen by Boniface. Boniface then whacked in the jaw, gives it up to Boland. Janessa drives, shoots, and scores. 12 for Janessa Boland. 42-34, the Patriots. On a seven-point run, lead it now by eight with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Front court, it's Mariah Popple for the Lady Cats. Top of the key to Shayla Nelson. Bounce pass is behind the intended receiver. Boniface with the save. Running it down, though, is Kaylee Becker. Becker, a front court pass to Nottle. Shot from seven is going to be good. Gabby Nottle with the field goal. 42-36. That breaks the seven-point run for the Patriots and timeout on the floor. Axtell takes the timeout with 2:58 to go, third quarter. Adam Central 42, Axtell 36, back at 30 seconds.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
High school basketball here this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 42, Axtell 36. First quarter was Patriots, outscoring the Cats 22-10. Second quarter, all Lady Cats, outscoring the Patriots 21-8. This third quarter, Adams Central has outscored Axtell 12-5. After trailing by one at the quarter, the Patriots now up by six. Their seven-point run broken on the field goal by Gabby Noble for Axtell. Adam Central will have the basketball. They send out Niemeyer, Boland, Cheyenne Gotch. Katie Rader checks in, and Jessica Lindblad. 2:58 to play in the third quarter. Now backcourt pressure by the Lady Cats. Niemeyer inbounds to Cheyenne Gotch. He's in the backcourt. Double team there. Dribbles around that double team to the timeline. Into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Rader. Kaylee Rader for the Lady Patriots. Bounce pass to Janessa Boland. Boland for Adams Central. A little zone defense has been the defensive choice for the Cats this entire game. Boland bounce pass to Gotch. Kind of a 1-3-1 zone. Inside pass is picked off there by Noble. Outlet to Kring. Kring will drive into the lane. Shot put up no good, but she's fouled by Kaylee Rader. So the Patriots turn it over, and Kring on the drive will go to the line to shoot two. Eddie Kring with four in the game. She'll shoot a pair here. Six-point Adams Central lead. Patriots 2-5 on the year. Axtell 4-3. They've lost their last three on their first four. Kring's free throw's up and good. 5 points for Haley, 42-37. Sydney Bernoff again. Cheyenne got out for Adams Central. Haley Kring eyes that second free throw. It is up, and it is going to be nothing but net. She has six. 42-38. So the Cats have scored the last four. Boland to Bernosik into the scoring zone. Left-handed dribble. Gives up the dribble. Passes to Niemeyer deep in the left corner. Sydney with it. Back to another Sydney. Bernosik to Boland. To Bernosik. Back to Niemeyer in the left corner. To Janessa Boland. Cross-court pass now to Bernosik. To Niemeyer in the right corner. Niemeyer gives up her dribble, goes to the baseline. The ball is knocked away, and a traveling on Sydney Niemeyer. Adams Central turnover, basketball back to Axtell. Good defense there by the Lady Cats. Presley Pfeiffer in, Sydney Niemeyer out. Bailey Parr in, Jessica Lindblad out for Adams Central. 1:59 to go in the third quarter. 42-38, Adams Central with the lead. But the last 4 points scored by the Lady Cats. They have the basketball. Kaylee Becker, the 5'8 sophomore. Front court now to Kring. Kring now passes behind Nelson. He tried to grab it with one hand, but did not keep it in bounds. And the turnover by Axtell, 42-38. Adams Central by four in the ball. Bowling front court for the Lady Patriots. To Rader, Katie Rader, to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will drive, lost control, tipped away, stolen out of there by Nelson. Patriots turn it over, the steal by Shayla Nelson into the front court. Nelson, right side pass to Haley Kring. Kring in the corner, shot put up by Noble, is going to be off there, no good. Rebound run down by Leslie Pfeiffer. Two on two now, Patriots. Pfeiffer will drive, shoot, shot short, no good. Rader rebounds, lost control. Axtell comes out of there with it, and a jump ball. It'll go with the cap. The rebound there by Sierra Robinson. Boniface and Shook back in for Adams Central. Seck and Mariah Popple back in for Axtell. Rader goes out for the Patriots. And Vanessa Boland goes out. 1:16 to go in period number three. 42-38. There's a pass in the backcourt. Axtell trying to get it across that timeline. Knocked away, stolen by Boniface for the Patriots. Boniface inside to Shook. Shot put up, going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side, run down by Pfeiffer for Adams Central. Pass now to Parr, cross-court pass to Bernasic for two. No good. Parr hits the board, shoots and scores, and she fouls. Bailey Parr has 11. She's done a whale of a job on the boards also. Makes that field goal, and she's fouled on the play. Bailey Parr picks up the field goal. She has six this quarter, 11 in the game. Parr's free throw is up, and no good. The rebound goes to the free throw line, grabbed by the Cats, 44-38, Adams Central in the lead. That should be the score. To the baseline, shot put up by Noble's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound comes out to Noble. Shot put up for three in the air, going to be long, no good. That shot taken there by Nelson. 44-38, Adams Central with the lead. Now corrected on the scoreboard. And Adams Central with the basketball. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Emily Boniface for Adams Central. In the corner, a pass to Pfeiffer. Leslie, one dribble and a bounce pass to Shook. Shook now to Bernasic. Patriots might want to hold here for the final shot. 15 seconds to go. Boniface has the basketball. Lost the ball, hits the sideline, goes out of bounds off the Patriots. So Adams Central loses control of the ball and turns it over back to Axtell. A lot of turnovers in this game. Again, we'll have an official count here. 44-38. Back in the game, Haley Kring with his final 11 seconds to get her offense in there. See if the Cats can cut it to four or three before this third quarter runs out. And got it in the backcourt to Haley Kring, the junior. Travels with the ball. Haley was looking for someone to throw it to. And left her feet and had to travel without the dribble. So Adams Center with 8.8 will have the ball. Bernasic to inbound. Has to get it inbound. First of all, does to Boniface. She'll take the three from the wing. Air ball, no good. Pfeiffer runs it down with 5 seconds. Gets the screen. Leslie on the baseline to Bernasic. Lost control. Stolen by the Cats. His time runs out in the third quarter. That's the end of period number three. Adams Central, after three, leads Axtell 44-38. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Welcome back to Minden. After three quarters, Adams Central leads Axtell 44-38. The Patriots with 14 third quarter points to 7 for Axtell. And it is now a six-point Patriot lead. So the teams have kind of traded quarters. Adams Central won the first, Axtell the second. Adams Central wins the third, 44-38. Adams Central will have the basketball to start this fourth quarter, leading by six. Leslie Pfeiffer, Cheyenne Gotch, Janessa Boland, Brianna Shook, and Bailey Parr for the Patriots. They have the lead in the ball. Again, the zone, the 1-3-1 zone. Axtell brings that zone out to the top of the key. There's a pass between the legs and out of bounds of Leslie Pfeiffer. Patriots turn it over. The Patriots just cannot grab that pass. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover, Adams Central, an unforced error there. Haley Kring in the ball game. Mariah Popple, Sarah Feck, Sierra Robinson, and Shayla Nelson for Axtell. Down by six. Nelson with the ball inside to Robinson turns and shoots from five. No good. Battle for it on the baseline. Pfeiffer comes out of there with it for the Patriots to Gosch. Cheyenne Gosch into the scoring zone for Adams Central, and she palms the basketball. Too high a dribble there. Had to palm it, but the hand underneath the basketball. Patriots turn it over once again. Something we might be keeping an eye on the rest of this game. Axtell, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line in the contest. This may come down to a free throw shooting contest. The Patriots, 4 out of 8 in the ball game. So Axtell hasn't missed it. It's a free throw. They've missed one. 5 out of 6 from the line for Axtell, but still shooting free throws well. They have the ball down by 6. Patriots on the defense. Popple with the basketball. Tipped away by Boland. Janessa Boland tips it away, but it goes to Shayla Nelson. Pass inside, back out to Kring for 3. Going to be too strong. Fett rebound, shot short. Battle for it on the baseline. Pfeiffer with the rebound for the Patriots to Parr. She turns the pass to someone, but no one there. But Bailey didn't give up the basketball. She just passed it in the backcourt. Gotch for 3 in the hole. Cheyenne Gotch with 8. 47-38. Front court now. It's Popple. Front court pass to Sarah Fett. Patriots up by 9. Biggest lead since the second quarter. Patriots trailed by 1 after 3 quarters at halftime, led by 6 coming in. There's a drive, but no shot there by the Axtell. Kring with it to the baseline now to Popple, right side to Shayla Nelson. Works that baseline pass underneath, but a foul on the play. Adam Sindel commits the foul on that pass. Foul on the Patriots. Axtell to inbound. Cheyenne Gotch picks up her first. 14 fouls. 14 fouls for each team, so foul shooting. Not an issue yet. Brianna Shuck out. Emily Bonham's in for Adam Sindel. 9-point Patriot lead, 6:14 to go. Inbound at 2. Haley Kring. Kring to Nelson. Inside defect. Double team there. There's a pass stolen by Janessa Boland. The steal there by Boland. She will drive with the left hand. Shoot and score. Boland with 14. Patriots lead back up to 11. They led by as many as 12. That was the halftime. That was the first quarter margin, 22-10. Patriots with the steal. Bonavis with the steal to Boland, who scores. Timeout on the floor. Two straight field goals for Janessa Boland. After two steals by the Patriots, 51-38 Patriots. Timeout. Axtell will take one with 5:49 to go. Lots of time left in it, and Adam Central's lead to 13. 51, Adam Central, 38. Axtell back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Back at C.J. Jones Middle School Gymnasium, girls' consolation. Game of the Minden Holiday Tournament, 5:49 to play in our contest. Here on ESPN, 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Adam Sindel with the lead, 51-38. The Patriots, again, only 29 points yesterday. Granted, against a bigger Bennington ball club, but the Patriots did not shoot the ball well yesterday. Half, for the most part, here today have built their lead up to their biggest at 51-38. 5:49 to go, and the Patriots, with pressure in the backcourt, force another turnover. Axtell turns it over again, trying to get the ball inbound. Adam Sindel to inbound underneath their own basket. Emily Bonavis to do the job. Does to Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer back out to Boland. There's a deflection out of bounds off of Mariah Popple for Axtell. So the Patriots, again, 4 out of 8 shooting free throws. We'll see how they can do down the stretch if they may be put to the line here. 14 fouls on each team. Patriot basketball and a 13-point lead. Boniface to the free throw line. The basketball now to Gotch. Cheyenne with it. Bounce pass. On the other side of the floor to Boniface. There's a pass picked off there by Nelson. She will drive knocked away by Boniface. Emily gets back on defense after making the errant pass there, but knocks it out of bounds. Axtell basketball. Lady Cats to inbound. Shayla Nelson does to Haley Kring. Patriots in the man-to-man defense and a 13-point lead. Nelson with it has given up her dribble. Bounce pass going to be chipped away, stolen by the Patriots. Grabbing it is Cheyenne Gotch. Turnover Axtell. Patriots have had the better interior defense in this second half, that second quarter, giving up 21 points. A lot of those shots inside, but the Patriots have tightened up defense. Gotch is shot knocked out of bounds. By Haley Kring. Kring blasted that one out of bounds on the shot attempt by Gosch. Leslie Pfeiffer out. Sydney Niemeyer in for the Patriots. 4:58 to play in the fourth quarter. Patriots by 13. Inbound to Niemeyer. To Gosch. Double team there. Has to give the ball up to Emily Boniface. Boniface knocked away from her. Now stolen by Kring. Kring gets the steal into the lane. Gives up the basketball to Boland. Boland gets back for the steal. She's double teamed in the backcourt. And she's on the end line. Let's see, what's the ruling? Did the Patriots get a timeout called? I guess that's it. Boland was double teamed. Called a timeout on the baseline to not give up the basketball there. And timeout on the floor. Adams Central 51. Axtell 38 back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The boys' championship game coming your way later today here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. The Adams Central boys will take on the Minden Whippets. 6:15 is tip-off. 6 o'clock pregame. We'll hear from Zach Foster, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Adams Central girls lead this consolation game 51-38 over Axtell. And Adams Central will have the basketball, and they will face full-court pressure. Bailey Parr to inbound. Emily Boniface is on the floor. Janessa Boland, Kaylee Rader, and Sydney Niemeyer. So the Patriots are going to probably face this pressure the rest of the way. They have a 13-point lead here in the fourth quarter. 4:35 to go. Boland easily across the timeline. 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Shot up no good. But Sydney fouled on the play. She'll shoot two. Adam Central will go to the free throw line here. Sydney Niemeyer to shoot two. Niemeyer coming into the week, only 1 out of 4 from the line, in and out on the first free throw. Sydney was 1 out of 3 from the line yesterday. The second free throw by Niemeyer is up. This one's going to be rolling off. No good. Misses them both. They battle apart in the baseline off of Kaylee Rader and out of bounds. It'll be Axtell basketball. 4:33 to go. 13-point Patriot lead. Adams Central's outscored the Cats 7-0 in this fourth quarter. There's a pass picked off by Boniface. Emily drives, shot no good, but she's fouled in the play by Shaylin Elfman. Emily shot that ball with the left hand, forced the foul there, and Boniface to the line to shoot two. Adams Central, in fact, has outscored the Lady Cats 7-0 in this fourth quarter. Free throw no good by Boniface. Emily, coming into this week, was 5 out of 13 from the free throw line, and she didn't shoot any yesterday. She misses her first today. Second free throw is up, and no good. So the Patriots missed 4 in a row in this fourth quarter from the free throw line, and they're still up by 13, however, but the margin could be much bigger. The basketball is Mariah Popple. Popple to the baseline, bounce pass underneath to Becker. She will turn, shoot, and score. Katie Becker, who's checked in, uses her 5-foot-8-inch frame to score there, breaking the Patriot run of 7 points to start this fourth quarter, 51-40. Patriots, in fact, run a 9-point run over the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter. But that stopped there on that basket by Becker. 3:53 to play. Adams Central by 11. Niemeyer with it now to Boland. The Patriots not in a big, big hurry to score. Boland now will take a 15-footer behind a screen and score. 18 for Janessa Boland. 53-40. Janessa's had a good ball game. She has 18, 10 this half. Backcourt pressure by the Patriots. 3:33, clock running in the fourth quarter. Nelson across the timeline for Axtell. Gives up her dribble pass. It's going to be wide of the mark. Intended for Haley Kring. Turnover Axtell. Axtell starts only 2 seniors, Shayla Nelson and Mariah Popple. They're pretty young ball club. Adams Central starts Parr, Pfeiffer, and Boland, the starting line of 3 seniors. So the Patriots are young also. Raiders fouled in the play. Mariah Popple, 20 feet away from the basket, fouled Kaylee Rader. Kaylee Rader to shoot the 1-and-1. That's the 17th foul, so Patriots will shoot the rest of the way. Kaylee Rader was 2 out of 2 from the line coming into the week. And Kaylee didn't shoot any yesterday. Misses this one. Jinxed her, I guess. So the Patriots have missed 5 in a row from the line this fourth quarter. We'll see if that comes back to haunt them. Foul on the backcourt on Bailey Parr of Adams Central. That's her third. 15 foul on the Patriots. So there's a Boniface with the steal. Saves it to Boland. Boland to the baseline. Back out to Boniface. To Janessa Boland with 3:08 to go. The Patriots need to be in no hurry here. Up by 13, but another steal there by the Patriots. Boniface. There's a shot by Boland. It's going to be off, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Axtell. As Boland tried to rebound, the ball knocked away from behind off a Lady Cat. And it's Patriot basketball up by 13, 2:58 to play. Inbound it to Boniface, back out to Boland. Janessa will bring it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Again, Adam Siddle with the lead. They need to be in no hurry here. Now Rader will take the three from the wing, going to be off the rim, no good. The long rebound goes out of bounds, and the officials will confer, and it'll be Adam Siddle ball. That was off a Lady Cat. Pulled out of bounds near the timeline, 2:44 to play. Sarah Feck, the 5'10 junior, back in there for Kaylee Becker for Axtell. 2:44 to play. Adam Siddle will need to start making some of those free throws. They've missed 5 this fourth quarter, or the lead would be larger than 13, of course. Rader now to Boland. And again, the Patriots are looking for the open shot here, trying to control some clock. Rader with it inside to Boniface. She will shoot, miss the shot. Had a 5-footer. Beck with the rebound. Beck now to Nelson. Front court to Popple. Popple into the scoring zone. Mariah with it. Double team. Pass going to be picked off by Boland. She now to Boland with the steal. She will drive. Left-handed shot up and good. 8th this quarter, 20 in the game for Janessa Boland. The Patriots with their biggest lead is 55-40 with 2:10 to play. Driving and shooting is Kring, and she will score. Haley Kring gets the first field goal for Axtell at the 2:05 mark of this fourth quarter. First points of the quarter for the Lady Cats, 55-42. Excuse me, the second field goal for the Lady Cats is 55-42, and a blocking foul on the other end on Axtell. That's the second field goal for Axtell in the fourth quarter. Janessa Boland to go to the free throw line. 1:58 to go. Rader goes out of the game. Boniface goes out. Cheyenne Gotch, Sydney Bernathic for the Patriots. And we'll see if Axtell wants to commit quick fouls in the backcourt the rest of the way. The Patriots, again, 0-5 in this fourth quarter until that one made by Janessa Boland, 56-42. Janessa has 21 points, 9 this quarter. Second free throw by Boland is going to be up, and it's going to be good. 57-42, 22 for Boland. Front court, 1:50 to go. Axtell down by 15. They have the ball near the timeline, and a whistle. Going to re-inbound the basketball. Axtell basketball. Official stop play. They want to inbound at the proper spot. 1:50 to play, and Popple does inbound to Feck. Sarah Feck gets the pass back out to Popple. Mariah with it. Axtell's going to have to score in a hurry here. Inside to Feck. Pushes away in. Shoots and misses. Gets her own rebound. Shot up no good. Battle front of the baseline. Jump ball called. And Sierra Robinson grabs it for Axtell, and she's tied up. It stays with the Lady Cats with 1:34 to play. 57-42, Adams Central. I'm running out on Axtell. They got to get quick shots up. Commit quick fouls the way it looks to get back in this one, get some steals. There's an inbound pass picked off by Boland. It's got to be at least a half a dozen steals. Janessa drives, shoots, and scores. 12 this quarter, 24 in the game for Boland. Boland, and it's 59-42, quick timeout. Axtell, and we'll see what's going to happen here. They get some quick whistle there by the officials. We're going to get new people in the basketball game. Well, injury, that's the thing. Sarah Feck injured on the play. She's a little slow getting over to the Axtell bench. Sarah seems to be okay, but he heads for the bench and timeout on the floor here. So we'll take a timeout. 1:28 to play. Adam Siddle with their biggest lead. 59-42. Adam Siddle with the lead. Back in 30 seconds.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Adam Central with the lead late part of this fourth quarter, and looks like the Lady Patriots are going to get their third win of the year and win this consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Adam Central leads 59-42. They have sent out Jessica Lindblad, Sydney Niemeyer, Sydney Bernasic, Brianna Shook, and in the game, Taylor Court, the 5'6 senior in for the first time for Adam Central. Axtell basketball in the backcourt, and they are down here by 17. And they've got Gabby Nickel, a 5'2 freshman, and the teams have kind of cleared their bench. The Patriots have played about 10. Taylor Court making her first appearance. And the basketball to Axtell. Jordan Miller, a 5'7 sophomore in there. There's a shot put up, no good by Gabby Noble. The Noble foul on the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. 59-42, 1:12 to go in our ball game. Gabby Noble. Bernasic picks up the foul. Free throw no good by Noble. She's in the game. The freshman Lauren Lundeen's in the game. The freshman Gabby Nickel in the game. Adam Central sends in Georgie Johnson for the Patriots, a 5'7 sophomore in the basketball game. And Jamie Gilbert, a 5'9 junior, her first appearance. Free throw no good. Lindblad with the rebound. There's two misses there by Noble. 59-42. Shook now in the front court to Taylor Court. The teams will play out the final minute, and Adam Central will pick up the victory here. As Taylor Court with the basketball to Brianna Shook. Shook, who started this game for the Patriots today, has it in the rings now to Court, deep in the right corner to Georgie Johnson, back to Shook, to Court. Court now to Jamie Gilbert, the 5'9 junior. Everybody getting a play for Adam Central. Three ball by Shook is no good. Lindblad gets the long rebound for Adam Central. Back out to Shook, to Court. Top of the key to Brianna Shook. 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Adam Central will get win number three. Maxdell will drop their fourth game in a row after winning their first four. So Shook with the basketball. The clock continues to run down to 20 seconds. And a whistle and a foul going to be called on Laura Lundeen, the freshman. So Laura will get in the book on a foul. And Jessica Lindblad will go to the line for Adam Central to shoot the 1-1. Lindblad to shoot. The 1-1 makes the free throw, earns the bonus. So the first point for Jessica. Patriots increased their lead to their largest of the afternoon, 60-42. Lindblad earns the bonus. Jessica's free throw is up. It's going to be no good. Grabbed on the baseline, trying to grab it is Jamie Gilbert. She just can't latch onto it. Goes out of bounds off the Patriots. Goes to the Cats at 60-42. And into the front court for maybe their last offensive possession. Gabby Nickel, the freshman for Axtell. Now pass inside to Kaylee Becker, turns and shoots and scores from about 10 feet, 60-44. Adam Central will dribble it out of the backcourt with 2 seconds to go, and that will be the end of the ball game. The Patriots dribble it out. The final score, Adam Central 60, Axtell 44. The Patriots win the consolation championship of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Final score, Adam Central 60, Axtell 44. We will talk about it in 2 minutes.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes everyone a happy and safe new year. And thanks for your continuing support. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert.
Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 751-2567. That's 751-2567. Happy holidays from Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Welcome back to Men, and we'll wrap things up for you on this girls' consolation game. Adams Central wins it by the score of 60-44. Adams Central with the victory gets their third of the year. They're now 3-5. Adams Central, for the most part, controlled this game. They were taken out of their game in the second quarter of this contest after Adams Central jumped out to a 22-10 first quarter lead. The Patriots got 7 points from Janessa Boland in the first quarter. 5 from Cheyenne Gotch, led 22-10 after the first quarter, but Axtell got its offense going in the second quarter. They pounded the Patriots 21-8 in period number 2. Adams Central trailed 31-30 at halftime. The Patriots come back in the third quarter, outscore the Lady Cats 14-7 in the third. Adams Central outscores Axtell 16-6 in the fourth, so the Patriots outscore Axtell 30-13 in the second half, and the Patriots, after a 1-point deficit, go on to win it by 16 at 62-44 in the contest. Adams Central outscoring Axtell 22-10 in the first. Lady Cats outscored the Patriots 21-8 in the second. Adams Central 14-7 advantage in the third. Patriots 16-6 advantage in the fourth quarter. Patriots win it 60-44. Janessa Boland with 24 points to lead the way for Adams Central, and she had 12 of those in the fourth quarter, 8 in the first half, 4 in the third quarter, and another dozen in the fourth quarter, 24 for Janessa Boland. 8 points for Cheyenne Gotch in the game, 4 for Brianna Shook, 4 for Sydney Niemeyer, 3 points for Kaylee Rader, 2 points for Emily Boniface, 2 for Sydney Bernasic, and 1 apiece for Leslie Pfeiffer and Jessica Lindblad for Adams Central. So 24 for Boland, 11 for Parr, 8 for Gotch, 4 for Shook, 4 for Niemeyer, 3 for Rader, 2 for Cheyenne Gotch, 2 for Bernasic, 1 for Pfeiffer, 1 for Lindblad. The Patriots, with 60 points, win the game by 16. And the unofficial totals, 9 for Mariah Popple, but no points in the second half for Axtell. 9 for Sarah Feck, 8 points for Haley Kring, 6 for Shayla Nelson, 4 each for Sierra Robinson, and Kaylee Becker for the Cats, and 4 for Gabby Nodal, their total of 44, led by Popple with 9, Feck with 9 for the Axtell Lady Cats. So Adams Central wins it by the score of 60-44. Kudos to Bailey Parr. Great job on the boards for Adams Central, plus her 11 points. She did a great job on the offensive and defensive boards. Janessa Boland with 24, and the defense by the Patriots. And Boland had a bushel basket full, as Mike Will would like to say, bushel basket full of steals in this game. Also, the Patriots forcing a lot of turnovers in this game. They win it by the score of 60-44. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things on the girls' consolation game, but we're far from finished here on our afternoon contest. Stay tuned. Up next is going to be the player of the game. That's the coming your way. We'll name our Patriot player, our players of this win this afternoon, then the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Tim Marker talking about this Patriot victory after our Player of the Game program. Again, the final score in the consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament for the girls, Adams Central 60, Axtell 44. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
And now we head back to the gym for the Player of the Game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Minden, our Player of the Game program. Adams Central wins the girls' consolation over Axtell, 60-44 in our contest. Lady Patriots led by Janessa Boland. She had 24 and a lot of steals for Janessa in the game also. Bailey Parr had 11 points and a good number of rebounds for the Lady Patriots in this game. 8 points for Cheyenne Gotch. Patriots get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players scoring in the contest led by Boland. We'll name our Patriot player, or maybe players of the game after this timeout.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back. Adams Central winning it by the score of 60-44. We'll name our players of the game. We've got to give it to a couple of folks in this contest. Janessa Boland, the senior point guard, leads the way offensively and defensively. 24 points for Boland, including 12 in the fourth quarter. Janessa, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the game. 2 out of 2 in that fourth quarter. 24 for Boland. And again, she had a lot of steals, played well defensively, controlled the basketball, and had 24 points. And Bailey Parr with 11 points and good board work offensively and defensively for Bailey Parr. She's been doing that on the boards all season for the Adams Central Patriots. So we'll name a couple of the players for the players of the game here. In fact, Parr, averaging about 4 rebounds a game, had more than that today. She led the Patriots in rebounds. And Boland led them in scoring. Janessa Boland and Bailey Parr are co-players of the game for Adams Central in the Lady Patriots 60-44 consolation round victory over Axtell. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Back at C.J. Jones Middle School Gymnasium, this is our coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Tim Marker of the Adams Central Patriots, the Lady Patriots winning the basketball game over Axtell by the score of 60-44. Adams Central trailed by 1 point in this game at halftime, led by 12 after the first quarter. trailed by one at halftime. As Axe still had a big second quarter, but Adam Central comes back in the second half to outscore the Lady Cats 30-13 in that second half, and Adam Central won it by the score of 60-44. Adam Central led by Janessa Boland. She had 24 points. Bailey Parr with 11 in the contest. Parr, don't have the official stats, but I'm sure led the team in rebounds today, did a good job inside. And Boland, one of the leaders in steals on this day for the Lady Patriots, our co-players of the game. Adam Central, 9 players scored in the contest, and they won it by the score of 60-44. Adam Central now 3-5 on the basketball season, and Adam Central now off until January 7th when they'll be hosting Loup City in a home game. Then they go to St. Paul on January 8th as the weekends start to pile up with back-to-back games for these teams once we hit into January. So the next outing, January 7th for Adam Central. We will take our timeout on the program, hopefully hear from Coach Marker, try to get him up here, but let's take our timeout. When we return, we'll continue with the coach's post-game show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to our coach's post-game show. Coach Marker has not arrived yet. Well, the players are out talking with their family and friends, some of them across the way, so that Coach Marker must be under other media scrutiny right now. We'll see. We'll still hope to get him up here. Tell you about this game just a little bit more before we call it good for this afternoon's coverage. Adam Central again jumped out to a big lead here, 13-6 in the first quarter, led 22-10 after one quarter, but the Patriots go cold in the second quarter, and the Axtell offense comes to life. They outscore Adam Central 21-8 in the second quarter, and Axtell led this game 31-30 at halftime, but it was all Patriots in the second half. They get out to a quick start in the third quarter of play, get up top 42-34, lead 44-34 as the Patriots go on a 9-point run at the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth, and led it 51-38 at the 5:49 mark in that fourth quarter. And Adam Central continued to move the lead up to 18 before the final margin of 16 at 60-44. Again, the Patriots outscore Axtell 30-13 in the second half of play and win the game by 16 by the score of 60-44. And Adam Central got 24 points from Janessa Boland and 11 from Bailey Parr. I believe the score is in double figures, 8 from Cheyenne Gotch in the contest. Boland with at least a half a dozen steals in the contest, and Parr with at least that many rebounds for Adam Central in this contest as the Patriots win it by the score of 60-44. Later on today, we'll have the second part of our two-game coverage from the final day of the Minden Holiday Tournament, the boys' championship game. That will be at 6:15 tonight. We have a couple of games in between, so we'll go back to regular ESPN programming on 1550 here in just a little bit, as soon as we're finished here. But the boys' championship game is at 6:15, our pregame at 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Going on right now on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, is the girls' game at the Aurora New Year's Tournament. St. Cecilia girls and boys taking on Norfolk Catholic. The girls' game started at 2. The boys' game will be at 4. Both those games can be heard on 1230 KHAS Radio. And the Nebraska football game, of course, tomorrow night at the Holiday Bowl, Nebraska and Washington. 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for pregame showtime. 9 o'clock will be the kickoff tomorrow night from San Diego. You can hear all the Husker action, as you have all season long, on our sister station, The Breeze, at KLIQ-FM 94.5. Adam Central, Minden boys for the championship part of the tournament later on tonight at 6 o'clock, pregame 6:15 for the tip-off tonight. We'll talk to you then. Again, the final score of the girls' championship game, as Coach Marker not able to make it up here for us. The championship final score, Adam Central 60, Axtell 44. I'm Blaine Bulis. Talk to you at 6 o'clock this evening for the boys' championship from here in Minden.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.